Hello, podcast listeners. You're going to listen to a recording of forward head posture, how to examine for it, and also how to correct it over time. Okay? The biggest thing is it can happen as an adolescent, for example, carrying a backpack that's too heavy for a child, as an adult, working sitting forward too much, causing hunchback posture for one, and also as a senior, as they hunch more forward, leaning over a walker or cane, which affects even their breathing, causing a higher mortality rate, even death. Okay, so this is a quick podcast, what's going on, and at the end we'll talk about how to assess things and the best way to look at forehead posture and how to correct it. I'll see you afterwards.
Hello again, this is Dr. Anthony Rakovic. We talked about this week was forward head posture, and I'll show you in a sec what I mean by that. What forward posture comes from, the cause of that, which is our first article, is really as an adolescent, sitting in a chair for 8 hours in a schoolroom, carrying sometimes a backpack that is beyond your own body weight, meaning that exceeds the amount that is considered by American Orthopedic Association. Look at my first blog from Monday on that. It gives you actually a scale of a child's body weight versus what weight they should be able to carry. What that means is that as the body is growing, if you have an abnormal posture weight, meaning a backpack, it makes the body want to lean forward. And again, I'll show you that forward head posture in a minute. Another cause of, say, for example, forward head posture would be trauma or injury. When there's trauma involved, the spine, if it's not correct or rehabbed properly, builds up scar tissue. Scar tissue makes the neck actually lean forward. And over time, your shoulders round forward, and your overall body becomes more compressed or more hunched over. Other things are basically a lack of exercise. As kids these days, if you want to call it that, are not really understand what good posture is not taught that in schools. When they may exercise to increase their heart rate, maybe burn a couple calories here and there, but not really understand what they need to do specifically to keep their posture well when they sit for 8 hours. As we become teenagers, young adults, and adults too, we're not really, it doesn't really, if you want to call it, involved into how we do ergonomics until we have a problem, until we have back pain, until we have neck pain. The problem is once that happens, when you have symptoms, it's sometimes too late. So what you want to do now, get people to realize wherever they are in life, that it is important to have good posture. The problem is if you don't, we talked about having symptoms, you can develop two arthritis, a pinched nerve, a herniated disc, and also there's some studies to where when your body hunches forward, your body actually produces less lung capacity, and that hyperkyphosis, let me show you what that means in a second. What that does is decrease the physical amount of the body to hold air in your lungs, meaning that when I do this, if I was to come from a side point of view, well, this is my good side, I hope, and I have a normal good posture, the seam of my shirt should be about the midline of my ear should be at the midline of my shoulder, my chin should be up, and my shoulders should be back. Okay, that is more of a better posture. Obviously, it's not perfect, but better. The problem is, over time, if we sit, do not exercise properly for posture, or we have injury or trauma, the body goes from here to here. Okay, is that good posture? No, that's by consideration. Forward head posture, what's called upper cross syndrome of the upper shoulders, where the body's doing this, rounding forward, versus leaning backwards. Okay. So we come against the side here too. When we realize when our body does that, our lung capacity drops, and over time what they've done studies, especially with seniors, is that allows people to have a higher death rate because they have less oxygen in their body for one too. And as it progresses further on, we see that it can cause arthritis, and we can show you x-rays on that too, how the body generates from a spinal perspective over time, how the bones wear out permanently, and how that posture is almost permanent in the body. How we reverse that, again, at any age where you are and what's going on in your body, is through chiropractic care, where we allow the bones to move normally. I did previous articles on movement, joint motion. Normal joint motion allows the body to heal, allows the body to get back to its normal posterior alignment, so going from here to here over a period of time. The problem is if we just adjust you, and this may go against the philosophy of chiropractic, if we just adjust you, what's going to happen? I sit in a chair 8 hours a day, I go back to here. So you want to make sure once you've adjusted things, got things to become less symptomatic, less sore, we incorporate an exercise rehab program so your body over time can go from here to here and maintain that. What I recommend is some minor exercises for one. One that I think it was Dr. Greg had mentioned is one to where you do this and come back this way. Okay? Let's take a deep breath in, blow out, head comes up, shoulders come back, body comes back. So here's from the front point of view. And here's from the back point of view, where your body shoulders are coming down, heads up. This movement, this dynamic motion, allows the joints in your neck, upper back, and shoulders to realize this is better, and hold this better center of gravity position versus leaning forward all day. Doing that in chair or especially standing allows that motion. Simple things to taking a walk for 10, 15, 20 minutes a day allows your body over time to get this back to normal versus here. You can see other ones on there too if you'd like to check them out and see what's on there. But again, our goal this week is to understand that forward head posture is usually a gradual change over time. Then you have symptoms. What we want to do is make sure it's diagnosed properly in our office through x-rays, even through an examination, and we correct the x-rays because that's your structure. Then from there, allow your body to rehab and stay well, the exercise that you can actually use outside the office, even beyond our own care.
Hope you enjoyed this quick recording on forward head posture. Again, going through the recording, just give you the highlights. The biggest thing is you want the proper assessment, proper examination. It includes a posture exam to see how forward your head is, and also an x-ray exam to see, to measure by the millimeter, how forward your head is also from the base of the neck to the top of the neck, and also how far the head is in front of the neck. So, and that's a measurement done by Don and Deed Harrison, the late Don and also the current Deed Harrison of chiropractic biophysics. They've done a lot of publishing about this. So when we correct the x-rays in our office and chiropractic office in general, we want to over time is correct it from a pre to post x-ray so you see the actual improvement over time. Okay, that's the biggest thing. You want to take a post x-ray, see that improvement, so things do change as you feel better, as you do stretching exercise, and hopefully maintain those after the chiropractic treatment so your body stays healthy and avoid the forward head posture condition again. Okay? Again, with these podcasts and recordings, please connect and contact with us. On the show description on iTunes, you'll see connections to our Instagram, our Facebook for Crooked Spine, and things like that, and the website to find more information. Again, these recordings are meant to give you the answers to your questions, how to stay simply healthy and enjoy health from the inside out. Okay, have a great day, and we'll see you next recording.